there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 70, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, man. 2024 season is upon us. St. Louis Cardinals right fielder Jordan Walker joins us. Can't wait to talk to him. Also, there's a new podcast about the Dodgers. Ryan Bursinger will join us to talk about it. It's called The Sick Podcast, The Dodger Zone. That plus Foul or Fair. Let's go.
Batter up!
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
I don't know about you, but you cannot deny that there's a different swagger about the New York Yankees. We get it. They opened the season in Houston. They won all four games there. That was a house of horrors for them for a long time. They won all four games in impressive fashion. They go to the Diamondbacks, to the desert in Arizona. They win two out of three. They win six of their first seven games. All on the road. We see the swagger that Juan Soto has. And we also know that Marcus Stroman, one of their pitchers now in their rotation, a Long Island native who grew up a Yankee fan, he has mad swagger. It just feels different. The Yankees have fallen into this whole routine of having no-name outfielders around Aaron Judge and no-name players at third base. And people were like, who are these guys? And it just didn't feel like they had any juice. No one's going to be the prisoner of the moment. No one's crowning the Yankees World Series champs. But this team feels different. It feels like you want to watch them, like they got something going on. Something exciting is happening. And I think all along, this is where the Yankees should have been, not where they were. And I know they won a lot of games and made the playoffs almost every year except for last year. But this feels different to me, and if you're a Yankee fan, I don't know how you don't feel excited about the 2024 season.
Number two.
The vagabond Oakland A's are going to be on the move after the 2024 season, which will be their 57th season in Oakland. Don't forget, the Athletics played in Philadelphia. So now it was announced on Thursday that they will move to a minor league stadium in Sacramento. Right now, The announcement is 2025 through 2027 with an option of an additional year if the deal or stadium isn't done in Las Vegas. So they're going to play at Sutter Health Park, the home of the AAA Sacramento River Cats. Wow. That will be a major league stadium for at least 3 years, and it makes sense because they're not getting any fans in Oakland. People aren't going to go to the game. It was a bad idea for them to return. And so the A's will now be at this park which has a capacity of 14,000. This will be interesting to see how this is for, you know, can you imagine the Yankees and some of these teams coming in to play the A's in a 14,000 seat stadium in Sacramento? I know people in Sacramento are going to be thrilled to have a major league team in Sacramento, the capital of California. And of course, it's a pro town. They have the Sacramento Kings, but it's still on a small scale, a 14,000 seat stadium. This thing has really been a disaster. The A's still hope to move to Las Vegas in time for the 2028 season, but we'll see. Here it is, the A's heading to Sacramento.
Number three.
Say it isn't so. It's already bad that the Mets are off to a terrible start. Offense can't score any runs. They, another bad year, it looks like, for the Metropolitans. Then they have to turn on the television and see their owner, Steve Cohen, one of the richest guys in sports. I think he's the richest owner, period. One of the richest, go on CNBC and says that he views his buying of the Mets and running it as a civic responsibility. And that, you know, if they win, it's okay. But it didn't sound like that was his goal. It sounded like it was a happenstance. Like, hey, I own a team and hey, I know he's a Met fan. He grew up as a Met fan and he loves to wear his Mets hat. And he didn't sound like he was really trying to win. I don't think fans want to hear that. It's like, my goal is to win another championship for the Mets, who haven't won a championship since 1986. It's been a long time. To say it's like a civic responsibility or a happenstance just doesn't make it sound right. But it's weird because the Mets have the highest payroll in baseball. So he spent money, just made mistakes on it, and already got a downtrodden manager. Very little juice. And then on the other side of New York, you got the Yankees off to a hot start and buzzing. I mean, it just feels bad. And then to hear the owner not say, I'm going to do everything under my power to return this franchise to a winning franchise. The Mets won 101 games 2 years ago. And this is where we are. I feel bad for Mets fans. All right. We shall see if Steve Cohen is just using this as a hobby and a responsibility, or if he's finally going to take control of this and make this team a winner.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, now let's welcome into the podcast Jordan Walker, outfielder for the St. Louis Cardinals. And Jordan, welcome to the podcast.
Appreciate you having me, brother.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, let's start with the home opener in St. Louis, which is today. What is it like in St. Louis? As a lot of people aren't, who don't know baseball, St. Louis is an unbelievable baseball town. Tell me what opening day is like.
It's unreal, man. It's really unreal. We were in L.A. for the opening day, and I saw it, and yeah, it was cool and all, but I don't think anybody does like St. Louis, man. The fans are everywhere, hours before the game, celebrating. We got the cars out there. We have the red jackets out there, man, the clouds. I mean, there's nothing like St. Louis opening day, man. I'm really excited to get going for sure.
That is about St. Louis. I call it the baseball capital of the United States because when I go to St. Louis, everybody is in red. When you first got there, were you amazed by that?
Oh, yeah. I was amazed at how much the town was into it, man. The city was into it. And I just love playing for, fan base like that. Absolutely.
Let's talk about your second year. And what do you do after you've had success in the big leagues your first year? Got off to a hot start with the hitting streak, which was fantastic. But what do you do in the offseason to get ready for the second? Do you take a look at things that didn't work for you that you're trying to improve on or build on anything?
Yeah, absolutely. You take on things that, you struggle with and you try to build on that. And I think that's what I did, try to fix some of the holes in my game and really put focus on sort of some things that I wasn't good at. So hopefully this year I can prove that, that hard work can pay off.
Is there anything about trying to hit with more power or average? Do you work on stuff like that?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm strong enough to hit with more power. I just need to, it's just where I, catch the ball. If I catch the ball a little bit more behind, I can't drive the ball as well as I would like to. I think the real key is just to catch it more out front, and that's really how you drive the ball. And I don't think it has anything to do with strength-wise. This thing is just, contact point for me.
Our guest is Jordan Walker from the St. Louis Cardinals, outfielder. Of course, the Cardinals open up the season in St. Louis with the home opener today. Your defense, you made some plays last year that were tremendous. Is that a pride thing? Is that something you work on? Is that a part of your game that you enjoy?
Yeah, I put a lot of work into it in the offseason. I wanted to get to, enjoy defense, be good at defense, man. It's just going to take a little bit more time for me. It's not coming as easily to me as it does to other people, man. But I definitely put in a lot of work in the offseason, and so I want to make more of those, spectacular plays that I see other outfielders make.
How about your size? You're 6'6". You want the brothers. Usually you'd have been in the NFL or somewhere else.
Right.
Tell me about your love for baseball and how you got here in your second season.
It really started with my dad and my granddad. They got me into baseball at such a young age, man. And ever since then, obviously, I play other sports, especially basketball. That was my second sport.
Were you good? How good were you?
I think I was pretty solid. I stopped a little early, though, to focus on baseball.
You could have made some of those threes. They're giving out money, man, for the threes.
If I trained a little bit more, who knows what could have happened, man. But I just love baseball just so much more, and that's what I want to pursue for the rest of my life.
And baseball, for a lot of young people, it's a difficult sport because you fail 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
And you're great if you fail 7 out of 10. And I think a lot of kids can't deal with that.
I mean it's tough. It's definitely mentally tough. You gotta accept failure because it's gonna happen, man. As you said, the greatest one fail out of 7 out of 10 times, man. But I think I just looked past that, and my love for the game grew, and that's really how I got into it. But definitely, yeah, I think it's definitely a mental struggle.
How about the history of the Cardinals? I mean, they've had so many great players. We know the great Bob Gibson pitched here.
Yeah.
Ozzie Smith played here. I could go on and on and on. I know I'm cheating some other people.
Absolutely, yeah.
But do you feel that?
Absolutely, man. Every day. Willie McGee is my outfield instructor, man. So every day I feel this is the Cardinals' history, how they came to be, man, the great players in their past, and I have one of the best to ever do it, teaching me how to play outfield. So I think that's just I'm truly lucky to have that, and it's truly a special feeling for sure.
And the Cardinals this season, expectations for your team, just talk about what you guys are hoping.
Yeah, I think you keep it simple as it is. We expect to win this year, man. We're hungry, ready to go. We have something to prove this year, so definitely we want to win.
Because sure. last year was a tough year. The Cardinals are usually in the mix every year.
Tough year last year, but you know, now it's time to forget about that year for us and go, you know, look forward into the future. And this is, you know, we want this year to be just as stronger than last year for sure.
His name is Jordan Walker. Watch him. St. Louis Cardinals. They opened the home opener today in St. Louis. And Jordan, man, we appreciate your time and energy.
Appreciate me. Appreciate you having me, man. Absolutely.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
And what's that? That ball is...
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
J.R., is it foul or fair to say that L.A. Angels manager Ron Washington has already transformed the 4-2 Angels into an AL West division contender?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
The Angels are 4-2 and tied with the Texas Rangers for first place in the American League West. If it was June or July, I'd say Ron's magic is already working in L.A., but we have to have a little bit of caution. But Ron Washington knows how to bring out the best in his team, and we saw that off the rip with the sweep of the Miami Marlins team that was supposed to be contending for a playoff spot this season. Mike Trout hasn't even really heated up, hitting about .273. But the pitching's been solid, and despite having just two batters hitting over .300, the Angels are grinding out games. Now, we don't expect the Angels to be there with the world champion Rangers and the Astros, who are currently 1-5 and struggling to find a rhythm early on when it's all said and done. However, it's undeniable that Ron Washington doesn't see this team as the rebuild everyone else does, and he has enough guys experienced in rebuilds and developing talent, like first base coach Bo Porter, a former MLB manager, who will make this Angels team a tough draw for 162 games because Washington won't accept anything less. So who knows if they're going to be contenders? I say don't bet against it.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Centro. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
The promise of another MLB season is upon us, and with it, some very interesting storylines to look for in the upcoming campaign. The biggest story coming out of LA, at least on the field at this point, is Shohei Ohtani's record $700 million deal with the Dodgers, making him the face of LA. Last year's AL home run king is looking to become just the second player to win MVP in both leagues, joining Frank Robinson. That Dodgers lineup boasts three former MVPs at the top of the order, becoming the first team to claim that since the 1983 Phillies with Rose, Morgan, and Schmidt. The Yankees missed the playoffs for the first time since 2016, suffering through their worst season since 1992. They acquired three-time All-Star Juan Soto to help an offense that only had a better team average than Oakland in the AL. Soto is the first player to ever make three All-Star teams and get traded twice before turning 26. Now, with the rule changes last year, stolen bases were up in a big way, with the league cracking the 3,500 stolen base benchmark for the first time since 1987, and only the fourth time in the modern era, while the average time of game of 242 was the lowest for a season since 1984. Now, can the Rangers become the first team to repeat since the 98-2000 Yankees? 2024 has a lot to tell us.
Turn money into more money.
Now it's time for Betting on the Bases with Dave Gascon.
Love that money. Love that money.
Rob, brand new week in the Major League Baseball. Another week in the books. Your Yankees, white hot start so far. Marcus Stroman will be going for them on Friday night against the Toronto Blue Jays. I will take Stroman and the Yankees to get things done against a team north of the border. Dodgers and Cubbies would take things to Chicago in the Windy City. Kyle Hendricks in that pitching matchup. He goes up against Bobby Miller. Dodgers look pretty strong so far. What do you expect with obviously the new acquisition of Shohei Ohtani? Miller on the road. I will take the Dodgers to improve on this year's strong start. Outside of that, San Francisco and San Diego switching things up, going to San Francisco. Giants right now a little slow out of the gate, but I will take them at home at Oracle Park against the Friars. So 1, 2, and 3, that's what we got on Friday, Rob.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto. If I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
Now let's welcome into the podcast Ryan Bershinger, who is one of the hosts of the sick podcast, The Dodger Zone. Ryan, welcome to the podcast, my friend.
Oh, Rob, thank you so much for having me. We're very excited to get this podcast going, and so I'm very excited to join you.
Yes, so let me see. It's you, Ryan. It's Monty Bolaños and Bo Benson. So the trio will do all things Dodgers, correct?
That's right. The holy triumvirate of Fox Sports Radio. We are uniting to talk all things Dodgers throughout the season on the Sick Podcast.
And there's plenty to talk about. We can start here. The Dodgers are off to a good start, 7-2. Swept their rivals, the Giants, on Wednesday. And also, Shohei Ohtani hit his first home run as a Dodger on Wednesday. Just talk about the Dodgers' fast start.
It's incredible. They've scored now at least 5 runs in all 9 games this season. And with all the hype coming into the season of how good this offense is going to be, as you know, anything can happen in any given day in baseball. But this is the first time in 22 years a team has started the season by scoring at least 5 runs in every game. The second that they got back from Korea, the offense has really looked unstoppable. Shohei Ohtani, of course, as you mentioned, his first home run on Wednesday night. Prior to that, he didn't look like he was really slumping. He was definitely pressing at the plate, but it looked like he was really, really trying to get that first home run off. And once he did, he'll kind of get into that groove. I think people kind of forget that because of all the hubbub of the offseason, with all the noise of Ohtani's decision, then, of course, all the stuff that went down with Ipe a week or two ago, people forget that Ohtani's coming off of major surgery as well. So him getting things going, he didn't get off to the super hot start that people were hoping for. But even then, if he's quote unquote slumping to start the season, Rob, I know that you have an analytics guy on every episode. So it's possible he's already thrown this number out there. But if not, I just want to make sure that it's out there because it's insane. On opening day, in terms of, you know, the domestic opening day, the Dodgers home opener.
Sure.
Shohei Ohtani, his single was hit 113 miles an hour. He then hit a single at 113 miles an hour again on Wednesday, just 2 days later. No Dodger hit a ball at 113 miles an hour for the entirety of the 2023 season. So if you're looking at Ohtani and thinking like he didn't get his home run in, until, you know, seven games in back home or whatever, if this is his slump, when he was hitting the ball, he's hitting it harder than literally anybody. So, yeah, now that he's got his one home run in, he's going to get the ball rolling, maybe at a Mookie Betts level, but not even that, because Mookie's just been incredible.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I do believe, and I understand all the excitement about Shohei and the $700 million contract, and we'll see what happens with the whole interpreter and gambling and money and all that stuff that is swirling around and is being investigated. But Ryan, you must admit, Mookie is the straw that stirs the Dodgers' drink. And can I just give you, he's the major league leader. You ready? OPS, average, OPB, slugging, home runs, RBI, runs, hits, extra base hits, total bases, walk, war. Can I stop there? I mean, he's on an unbelievable pace through the first nine games of the season.
Yeah, he's worth over one win already, and we're not even like we're what, a little over 5% of the way through the season, and to be worth over a win already is just incredible. I think Mookie is out for blood this season. I truly do, and I think that this level of production is actually what you're going to see for much of the season. I don't think he's going to hit 500. Let's push 400. Why not? Let's do it. I think he'll end up in contention for the batting title. I think he's going to definitely be an MVP candidate throughout the season. But Mookie has made it clear that he has heard what fans said about the way that last season ended, and he's carried that through the entire offseason. At first, you know, going back to the postseason last year, Mookie didn't get a hit when the Dodgers got bounced in the first round. And him not producing offensively was a major part of them getting bounced in the first round. So he has taken that on, and all of his quotes coming into the season have made it very clear. The way that last season ended was unacceptable. He doesn't want to perform that way. He doesn't want to lose in the postseason like that. He is out for blood. And so we're seeing the fruits of that, that chip on his shoulder already to start the season. And of course it helps when you've got Shohei Ohtani hitting behind you. Yes, he had Freddie Freeman hitting behind him last year, and that's why he finished as an MVP candidate. Now with Ohtani and Freddie behind him, you notice that especially he's raking when runners are not on, because guys are trying to attack him because they know they've got Ohtani and Freddie behind him, and he's punishing pitchers right now. And so I think that you're going to see this high level of production from Mookie throughout, because that's just how good of a player he is.
No doubt. Our guest is Ryan Bershinger from the Sick Podcast, The Dodger Zone, joining us here on Inside the Parker. And the elephant in the room is, of course, the investigation by Major League Baseball and the feds into this whole scandal. It was a cloud over the Dodgers for a while. Like I said, they have started 7-2 through their first nine. Does this thing kind of quiet down until something comes along and people kind of forget about it? Or is it still, for Dodger fans, is this something that they would be worried about?
You know, I think it's already quieted down a good amount. I think especially given the fact that the team is winning and the offense is performing incredibly well. Like I said, if Ohtani was slumping at a level where he was going, you know, having an 0-for-20 streak, then I think people would have started to really freak out. But the fact that he's only had really two or three hitless games to start the season shows that he really isn't super bogged down by this whole process. And the team, at least five runs in every game to start the season. That's a historic rate. The team clearly is not really bothered by the whole thing. I think that a lot of these stories that kind of hang over the baseball season to start the season are, I don't want to say overblown, because they're definitely big, important things. But once teams get out on the field, and especially if they start winning, you kind of forget about all those things, especially with the Ohtani stuff, how a lot of that has really blown over. And we are all kind of aware, like, this is going to be a long process, and we have no idea when it's actually going to be resolved. The fact that the team is winning is showing that it's really not bothering them at all. And the fans are feeling the same way, because they're seeing the team win and they're going, you know what, this will be resolved whenever it's resolved. We feel confident that Ohtani's going to be fine. So, yeah, I think it's kind of already blown over a good amount. Eventually, we'll get some resolution. But until then, the Dodgers are playing well, and that's all that matters to the fans.
Last thing, Yamamoto's had two starts in a Dodgers uniform. The first one, awful. Second one, much better. Mm-hmm. What are the expectations of him?
He should be a rookie of the year. Like, he's that good of a pitcher. He came into the league with, already people were saying he has the best splitter in the league. His breaking stuff is phenomenal. He of course is adjusting to the American game. In Japan, pitchers pitch once a week as opposed to every 5 days. So you saw the Dodgers already roll out a bullpen game after they went five deep through the rotation. That's to give these starters a bit extra length to start the season, especially for Yamamoto, who needs that extra time to adjust to a regular throwing schedule. He did get shelled in South Korea, but also a K-pop band was performing before the game and delayed his warm-up by like 45 minutes. So we'll just, you know, I don't want to blame K-pop, because K-pop fans are going to come after me if I do. But we're going to kind of blame the K-pop band for that start for Yamamoto. We saw the real Yamamoto in his first home start. He would have gone at least six innings because of the rain delay. He got cut to five, but in those five innings, he was incredible. He struck out the side in his first inning. He looked phenomenal. And that was on a rainy day in Los Angeles, too, where you figure it's harder to get a grip on the ball. So, yeah, the expectations are he's going to be a frontline starter. Already and probably a pretty easy shot for rookie of the year this season.
All right. Tell everybody about your podcast, how they can subscribe, and can't wait.
That's right. It's the Sick Podcast, the Dodger Zone. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on all your podcasting platforms. You can watch the show on YouTube with us. So subscribe there. Follow the pod on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and wherever you get your podcasts. We're going to be covering the team throughout the season. We have a lot of fun doing it.
All right, Ryan, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for the knowledge. And check it out, the Sick Podcast, the Dodger Zone.
That's right. Thanks, Rob.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA. And it isn't even close.
Reason number 455 why Major League Baseball is better than the NBA and better than the NFL. Did you see the reception that Colorado's Rockies Chris Bryant got at Wrigley Field? Did you see that? It was incredible. My goodness gracious. It was amazing. The crowd gave him a standing ovation. He's wearing the opponent's colors, but people will never forget 2016 when the Cubs finally won the World Series, and that team, he was a rookie of the year, he was an MVP in Chicago, all those good things for Chris Bryant. And fans, they will never, ever forget that, no matter what uniform you have on, no matter what. You know, we hear in the NFL sometimes players go and sign with another team and they just say, oh, that guy's dead to us. They wouldn't do that in baseball, especially if you help that team win. And that's what Chris Bryant did in Chicago. So that was amazing to see the ovation that he got. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, yeah. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.